The following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio, the voice of the pirate nation. This is Eastern North Carolina's longest-running sports radio call-in show. The Brian Bailey Show is on the air. The Brian Bailey Show on Pirate Radio is brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick's Ugg Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
And now, here's Brian Bailey.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into our show. The spring football game is in the books. The Purple beat the Gold by the final of 23-14. Head coach Mike Houston is live in the studio with us to go over the spring football game. You had a smile on your face Saturday. You looked at the film. Still have a smile on your face, right?
No doubt. It was what a great weekend for Pirate Athletics. Not just the football program, but it was just everything was perfect. Weather was perfect. Had a ton of fans out to see baseball and football this weekend. So, great weekend for the Pirates.
Great weekend at East Carolina. We're going to go through the spring game. We've got our Facebook Live feature up. You can ask us questions or comments through that. You can go through our Pirate Radio TV channel on YouTube. We'll take questions and comments on that. Back with head coach Mike Houston talking spring football after this.
The best burgers around. Everyone loves a thick, juicy, and fresh burger. Tiebreakers does real burgers better than anybody. And don't forget about the cheese sticks, fresh salads, and more. So don't just go to any burger-themed restaurant chain. It's time to break the chain and eat local. Tiebreakers, burgers and sports at its best.
Go Pirates! Arrgh!
There's a common misbelief today that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue your rigid routine. Or you could try another way. Take some time to enjoy life, like having a Michelob Ultra with friends, because happiness is essential to living an exceptional life. Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra, proudly distributed by Carolina Eagle Distributing since 1989.
This is your What's New update, brought to you by the new Greenville Auto World. What's new? The new Greenville Auto World has new owners, a state-of-the-art service repair facility that can help you with tires, state inspection, AC repair, and more. Greenville Auto World can work on any type of vehicle and offers great monthly oil change specials. What's new? You making a service appointment now by calling 364-8730. For award-winning service, trust Greenville Auto World, Highway 43 across from the Speedway at Bell's Fork. Pirates supporting Pirates.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Christ Covenant School Gala on Friday, May 10th. This is Reagan Waters with Christ Covenant School inviting you to join us at the charming Farmville Depot for a night of celebration and giving back. Our gala is open to everyone and proceeds will go towards our One Campus for Christ campaign. Get your tickets today at ChristCS.com and indulge in delicious food, fantastic entertainment, and bid on incredible auction items. We can't wait to see you on May 10th. Go to ChristCS.com now.
Hey Pirate Nation, this is proud ECU graduate and former baseball player Brandon Manning inviting you to join my team at Farm Bureau Insurance. Right now is a good time to review your coverage with a local trusted agent like me. I will make myself available before or after business hours, and my clients always have my cell phone number if they need anything. From home, auto, or life, give me a call today and let's talk about your insurance coverage and about the Pirates. Call 531-1812 and go Pirates!
Here today with Christy Conway from ENC Pirate Realty and exciting news about your new partnership with Allen Tate Realtors.
We are excited to be a partner with Allen Tate Realtors. We felt that being a part of the Allen Tate family would bring with it the technology, marketing, and referral capabilities our agents need to make their real estate business more successful and allow us to serve our clients better. Please visit us at our office on Fire Tower Road in Greenville or online at encpiraterealty.com. And remember, at ENC Pirate Realty Allen Tate, we close the deal or someone walks the plank. Go Pirates!
Pirate Radio, the voice of the Pirate Nation. Like a cold beer on a hot summer day. Nice. Nice. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, providing reliable utility solutions to the Greenville region since 1905. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show. As we said, we've got our Facebook Live deal cranked up for questions, comments for head coach Mike Houston, also our YouTube Pirate Radio TV channel. So we'll get your questions and comments to the coach as we wrap up spring football. And August is just around the corner, isn't it, coach?
It'll be here before we know it.
It will.
Summer will go fast.
Summer always goes fast in some respects. In some respects, maybe it doesn't. But so when you look back at the film, everything you thought you saw on Saturday, you pretty much saw?
Yeah, no, it was good to watch. I mean, I think, you know, the first three drives of the game, offensively, you couldn't ask for it to be better. Yeah, I know. Probably, you know, the defensive coaches aren't really excited about it.
But, I was thinking about Coach Harrell.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, we know that we have a solid bunch returning on defense, and I feel good about where we are defensively. I really wanted everyone to see what I've watched all spring from this offense, and I'm just grateful that we came out and we executed so well to start the game. And I thought both quarterbacks threw the ball with tremendous accuracy and great velocity. You saw some of the big play ability we have at receiver. Yes, we have a transfer or two that has really helped us there, but I'm really excited about some of the players that, you know, were with us last year that all of a sudden this offense, they may fit it better. And they have really blossomed this spring. And so it's good to see those guys make those plays on Saturday.
Again, questions or comments, and we'll pass them on to Coach. First off, you talked about the quarterback battle. How do you grade the quarterbacks right now, and how do they fit in with the receivers? What did you see on that aspect?
Well, I mean, I think you have to be pleased with both Caton and Jake. Mm-hmm. You know, they both have had really solid springs. And, you know, there's no doubt that both of them can go out there and win in this league, you know, with our roster. And so you feel really good about having them on the roster. Obviously, everybody sees the same thing I did Saturday also, that, you know, they're fairly even. I mean, yeah. you can't say that one is, you know, better than the other right now. You know, they both have had solid springs. And I think that, you know, the real big thing is the cohesiveness with the receivers. And that is going to take some time. And even though we did function really, really well on Saturday, I said it in the post-game deals, both quarterbacks had an interception that really comes down to them and the receiver being on the same page.
Right.
You know, the quarterback is anticipating the receiver to do one thing, he does another. And really, both throws, I feel like the receiver, you know, didn't do what they should do. So that'll come. You know, it's that comes with just experience in the offense. And so, you know, I feel really good.
In this offense, are there a lot of option-type routes in it?
Yeah, there are, but they're not difficult decisions.
Right.
I mean,
they should be easy, cut and dry.
But with anything, you have to get experience. And
right.
So the more the players do it, the more experience they'll gain, the better they'll perform.
Yeah, exactly. When you look at what Jake brings to the table, what Caton brings to the table, first of all, through the transfer portals and everything, eligibility-wise, where do they stand, both of those players?
So I think Caton has 3 years left. Jake has two.
That's what I was thinking. I wasn't positive because I'm telling you, when you go through.
Well, I think we're finally out of the COVID waiver stuff.
Oh, yeah, with the COVID waiver and the portal and NILs and right. Everything that goes on. Did you ever think we'd be in this situation that we're in right now with just everything that goes into, you know, it used to be you recruit, you get your players in, and you don't worry about a lot. You just worry about being better and winning football games and that kind of thing. But you got a lot on your plate now.
It's complete chaos.
Yeah.
It really does. It keeps me up at night. Just, you know, but I think we're in a good place where I think, you know, we have a group of young men that they want to be at East Carolina. They have confidence in what we're doing. That's the biggest thing coming out of the spring, is they believe in what we're doing, all three phases. And they're excited about, you know, the season. I mean, I think our fans, you had to be able to sense that the kids are excited Saturday.
Right.
By the way they played.
When they look up and see all those people there.
Right.
And this is a team coming off a 2-10 season.
Right.
I think most of the fans were kind of like, you know, that's gone. Let's, you know, it's like the back nine. Let's play the back nine now and right. Go after it.
Well, I just soon forget last year.
But,
you know, it's – all things happen for a reason, my friend, believer in that.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes you got to go through painful things to get to the good on the other side. And I think that's, you know, that's what it is really for me. You know, I had to make some difficult changes that were needed. And, you know, we would not be where we are right now if I hadn't have done that. And so, you know, even though it was painful to go through and it was some dark times and, you know, a lot of just, you know, putting your head down and going and doing, you know, what you have to do, you know, you look up right now and, you know, like with John David, no doubt in my mind that we made the correct decision with who to hire as our offensive coordinator. And, you know, you never know with some of the players coming in. And I think for the most part, we have been able to add to our returning roster guys that will really help us in some areas where we might have been a little deficient to really be in a positive place right now.
And the hard part with a coaching staff is that, you know, you guys are a family. I mean, that's just you go through all the wars together, you know, you go on the trips, you go, and it is a family, but then sometimes, you know, you have to make changes, and it's very, very difficult. I know it was very difficult for you because, you know, the guys have been around a while.
Well, and, you know, they're families, and, you know, you go through so much, and your friends, you know, off the field,
right?
And it's tough,
yeah.
And it's painful, and it's not something that's enjoyable, but it was necessary, and I think we all know it was the right decision.
When you go out there and you see John David Baker's offense, you know, when you first see it as it's clicking, are you even surprised at how fast and everything goes?
I'm shocked to a degree because it's, you know, it's faster than anything I've ever been around. And, and to be honest, we'll be faster this fall just because there are a few operational things Saturday that, you know, our players did not do perfectly yet, even though I think they've done a really good job. You're 4 weeks in.
Right.
Just for 4 weeks. So I thought for practicing together for 4 weeks on this and only 14 practices coming into Saturday, I thought the execution was pretty good. But, you know, now you go back and what can we do better? There's a ton of things we can clean up operationally that would allow us to function more efficiently.
And you didn't see a lot of penalties. You didn't see, you know, because I would think with an offense, especially one that is built on, you know, on speed and getting to the ball quickly and stuff, that you'd get a guy jumping off every once in a while and that kind of thing.
Well, I think that really goes back to we do have some experience coming back on offense. You know, you have five linemen that have all started. And that's the big piece of it is the offensive line is able to function and not have the penalties. You know, I think we had one penalty, you know, on the offensive front Saturday.
Were you surprised that the quarterbacks, especially early, were so accurate in the wind? Because it was windy out there.
Yeah, it was very windy.
Yeah.
And, I think that shows you
just. It's about as windy as it gets out there, really.
Yeah. I mean, and the wind in the stadium really swirls.
Yeah.
It's not like you always have it, you know, to your back or in your face.
Right.
But I think that does show just how strong their arm is, you know, because, you know, the velocity of the balls, you know, that helps, you know, with the wind doesn't have quite as much impact on it.
Somebody else writes in, wants to know about the receivers. How do you grade how the receivers did in the game?
I thought overall really well. You know, it was great to see Anthony Smith, you know, come out and make the big plays that he did with his first drive right there. And, you know, you got a guy with that kind of speed and all of a sudden, you know, yeah, that causes your DBs to back up a little bit. And, you know, great job by he and Caton hooking up on, you know, that touchdown against a max blitz zero coverage.
Yeah.
You know, love seeing Brock Spaulding get in the end zone to start the game.
That was early. We were still on the air with the pregame deal. Right. We were going. I look back and he's coming right at us.
Great, great, great throw and catch against man coverage. Now we've got to do some things a little bit better defensively right there. But, you know, Brock ran a great route. Jake put the ball right on him. And then Brock showed some speed. And, you know, Brock missed the first half of the spring with a hamstring. So it was really great to get him back Saturday and see him because I think he's going to be a really good player in this offense.
All right, somebody else wants to know what the food is for the winning team and the losing team. Are we officially at that with it is steak and it is beanie weenies?
Yeah, it's steak and
do you warm up the beanie weenies anyway?
I don't know. Jake is the guy that organizes all that. So we're gonna have our meal tonight, and yeah, they'll jab at each other, you know, over the food and everything. But then we got it set up with just a bunch of games and stuff, and just kind of a fun afternoon with the players, and just kind of celebrate a very successful spring.
Yeah. I tell you what, you kind of take it for granted. You get through spring, and then you got to wait all the way until August. But I know most of the coaches you talk to just say they really enjoy the spring because they get to go out and be on the field with the guys and working with them. And it's just that's the most enjoyable part of it, because during the season, you know, you're working some, but you've got so much to work on about the other team and that kind of thing.
Well, and you don't get to, you know, and it's so jam-packed during preseason camp. You know, you're practicing every single day, and it's, you know, even though you're teaching then, you're trying to get ready for the season. You know, in the spring, you know, you don't practice every day. You have days in between that you can really spend a lot of time on film. So you can really, you know, develop players in the spring. And that's what – and you're, there's just no stress with other stuff.
Right.
So you really enjoy – for me, I really enjoy just being with the players in the spring.
When coaches look at practice tape, are they looking at individual drills and little things like that, everything?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we film everything.
Right. So. I knew you filmed everything. I just didn't know what, you know, exactly, you know, what you're trying to see, what you're trying to tweak.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah. You know,
if it's pass scale, then you're looking at routes and you're looking at coverages and you're looking at being on the same page. You know, if it's an inside run period, then you're looking at some run, you know, run fundamentals and they're blocking. You're looking at block destruction from a defensive standpoint, tackling, you know, backs, ball security. It just depends on what you're looking at. You could, you know, we look at the bag drills to start practice.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at how guys finish the drill, you know, how guys, you know, what kind of effort they're putting into it.
Body language?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, body language.
That tells a lot.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, you see a guy with bad body language, you know, maybe he's had something bad happen during the day.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody that constantly has bad body language, that's probably not somebody that's going to fit in very, very good around here.
Yeah, bad for the locker room.
Yep.
Head coach Mike Houston live in the studio with us. We keep taking your questions, comments, that kind of thing on our Facebook Live feed, on our YouTube Live at Pirate Radio TV. Back with more with Coach Houston for you coming up after this.
Pizza just goes better with Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Pizza.
Thank you.
But don't take our word for it. In fact, don't take any words for it. Crispy and cheesy, paired with delicious and refreshing. My mouth is watering already. Ooh, too high. Yeah, we've all been there. Every bite is better with Pepsi.
The Angus Grill is your premier spot for the best burgers, cheesesteaks, and brisket sandwiches around. Join us for our unmatched variety of burger combinations, from the mushroom bacon Swiss burger to the jalapeno popper burger to the original Angus classic. Pair that burger with our amazing onion rings, tots, fries, or sweet potato fries. Angus Grill, with four amazing locations in Eastern North Carolina, including Winterville near Pitt Community College, on Jarvis Street in Uptown Greenville, and on Statensburg Road near the hospital. It's the best burger around, guaranteed.
Get inspired and freshen up your home during the Spring Savings Event at Bostick Sugg Furniture. Springtime is the best time to find beautiful furniture at prices that are just your style. Plus, 6 months special financing. Save up to 70% off clearance items and closeouts. Plus, take an additional 10% off all American-made brands. Make bedtime the best time on a new mattress with up to 48 months special financing during the Spring Savings Event. On now at Bostick Sugg Furniture.
Spring is a great time to plant flowers, trees, and bushes. When planning your landscape, please keep in mind that you should never plant anything within 3 feet of a gas, electric, or water meter. The same thing applies if you have an electric transformer in your yard, except keep plants 8 feet clear of the front in case crews need access during a storm or an outage. Always remember to call 811 at least 3 business days before you dig to avoid underground lines. This important safety message is from your neighbors at Greenville Utilities.
Hey, Pirate Nation. Be sure to have the best and comfortable shoes with a stop at Fleet Feet. This is ECU alum Chris Lunyon, owner of Fleet Feet of Greenville, and we provide solutions through one-on-one service to runners, walkers, and everyone in between. Fleet Feet has the tools and technology to get you in the right shoe, including a 3D foot scanner that measures arch height, width, and more. Come visit us at 207 East Arlington Boulevard in the old Gordon's Golf location. Fleet Feet, we run for you.
Pirate Radio.
Mr. Gibbs,
Captain. You may throw my hat if you like.
Aye, aye, Captain.
go and get it.
The voice of the Pirate Nation. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community owned, community powered. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. Mike Houston, head football coach at East Carolina, live in the studio to go through the spring football game. Got lots of questions coming our way. We're going to try to throw some of these out at the coach for sure. One of them says, do you have any new players coming in for the fall? Do you have some of the freshmen that didn't come in early?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a large.
Like a half the class, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yannick Smith, he was receiver at Somerville High School.
I remember that name.
He was here Saturday. You know, this is a kid. He's 6'3". He had about 1,800 yards receiving last year, about 500 rushing as a Wildcat quarterback. He was the player of the year in the state of South Carolina for basketball as a junior. I mean, think about that for
a second. Wow, yeah.
So you're talking about a very skilled athlete. Really, going to be a really good player for us. Dylan Lorick. You got another receiver from Nashville, Tennessee. Dylan's very, very, very skilled. You have a couple of safeties, Jamarly Riddle from Camden County, Georgia, and then Demarius Hines from Westlake High School in Atlanta. You know, those are all guys, and there's others, but those are guys that I really think have a great opportunity to possibly play this fall. You never know with freshmen.
Right.
Zach Boley, really good offensive lineman out of Cardinal Gibbons High School in Florida. You think they have a chance to play as freshmen. Now you got to get them here and just see if they can handle everything. But certainly they're very gifted.
Yeah, you know, has it changed as far as a true freshman coming in because of the portal and because of everything? Does kind of the mindset change with those guys a little bit?
Well,
I know it's hard for them to come in and play right away.
Is. Some schools just aren't recruiting high school kids like they used to.
And right.
I think it's got to be a balance. All those guys they would be hard for us to sign year in, year out.
Right.
So I think that we have been able to sign a little bit higher level of a high school player. I think it's hard for a kid to come in and play their freshman year if they're not here in the spring. But Marlon Gunn did it.
Yeah.
He came in June of his freshman year and then played that fall. So there are players that can do it. But, you just got to wait and see how they are when they get here.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. But it's just so odd now that you're worried about, because you get a guy in here like that. In the old days, you come in, if you redshirt him, you got 4 years right. of eligibility after that. But you just don't know what's going to happen as far as a transfer portal and that kind of thing.
Well, all that stuff has really changed. And so, you still try to just make sure that you recruit kids that have some character. You really try to have great relationships with their families, and just that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And I do think that, I think we have to talk about Team Boneyard.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you have to. And they do a great job, and it's vital for your program.
I cannot beat that drum loud enough.
Yeah.
But Team Boneyard is a huge factor in the roster that we have today. They will continue to be a huge factor in the football program that we have here at East Carolina University. So I could not encourage our fan base enough to please support Team Boneyard.
And if a guy's out there and he says, I love Pirate football, I give this a little bit, this, I don't have much to give, but I have a little bit to give. Every little bit helps, right?
Every $10
helps. Right, yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Yeah.
What Brett has done with Sup Dogs.
Yeah.
And his Sup Crush vodka or whatever it is. I mean, it's huge.
Right.
Because you just, any little bit helps, any big bit helps.
Right.
The Clark family have been, very supportive of Team Boneyard. And, so that's a big donor, but there's a bunch of little $10 donors too.
Right.
Everybody's important.
Got to have those guys for sure. All right, somebody else just wrote in and said, will the running back competition be as competitive as the quarterback competition? What are you looking for? The running back room looks good.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Rajay is, he's tracking to be completely cleared for the summer. He is in really good shape. He's been doing a lot of stuff at practice, and he's honestly running as well as he ever has. Javius Bond had a really good spring. I hate that he couldn't go Saturday. He just had a hip pointer. He wasn't full gear. I thought Marlon Gunn had a very, very good spring. TJ is going to be fine in time. He's young. So I feel really good about that run.
Rajay, it seemed like later in the season last year we started seeing more of the old Rajay, didn't we?
Well, I think that, and you watch, not just him, look at Zakai Barker.
Yeah.
A guy that has an ACL injury. I really think almost it takes 2 years to be back to full speed.
Yeah, it's tough to come back from, but guys do come back from it.
Guys come back from it, and now you would never know that anything happened to either one of those two.
Yeah.
I mean, because what a spring that Zakai Barker had. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a guy that's improved since last year. I mean, he had a phenomenal spring. I mean, he is going to be a very, very good player for us defensively.
Let's talk about the special teams a little bit. And Luke Larson, he hit a couple of bombs in the spring game, didn't he?
Well, he had a very good spring. He averaged 55 yards a punt Saturday. But he's been pretty consistent, punting at a high level this spring. And, doing some new stuff on special teams. We didn't want to show that Saturday, so that's the reason we did it against Air. But I feel like he's had a great spring punting the football. I think Andrew Conrad has had a very, very solid second half of the spring. He was a little shaky early, but the last two scrimmages, very solid. Great day Saturday. I mean, you had a lot of wind. He was perfect with all of his kicks, including a 51-yarder in the wind.
Yeah.
That's a big-time kick.
That is.
Alex Harper, Tripp Smith, highly competitive deal right there at the long snapper position. Special teams-wise, I feel good about our specialists. Andre Powell, special teams coordinator, just grateful to have him with us. A guy with his experience and his knowledge. Just excited about what he's going to do with those units.
Those long snappers, they really don't want to hear their name called at all, because if you hear their name called, something bad happens.
It's usually bad.
I
didn't want to not mention those guys.
I agree with you. And Luke Larson, he's eligible for Social Security pretty soon. Isn't he? How old is he now?
He's 31.
31.
he's older than a lot of my staff.
Right. I was going to say.
John David's only 33.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it's good work if you can find it, can't you? Yeah. Stay in there and keep on keeping
31
on.
31 years old and you're punting and playing college football and
having a good time at school.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I think a lot of our alums wish they could do that.
Yeah, I'm one of those included. I know you had a great time with the pig out on Friday night. Walking around and seeing all the, because I know you're an amateur cook yourself. I mean, you like to get out there and cook on the grill.
Very amateur compared to those guys.
Wow,
that was awesome.
Yeah, so, just watching them work on their pigs and salting them down. And
just seeing their setups.
Yeah.
Like we had one alum had made me a cutting board that you use for barbecue.
All right.
And gave it to me as a gift, had the Jolly Roger on there, no quarter. And so I stood and talked to him for a while, about just how you take care of a board like that. And then, and I don't know if you know Stan Nichols.
Oh, yeah. I know Stan real well. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to show some. I have some pictures of that. I was going to show them. I forgot to give them to the guys. But Stanley told me about the deal that he had. And my first thought, because he was explaining to me, he's getting it from Texas, blah, blah, blah. I said, how many miles a gallon does it get? Because he told me how much it was.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, and I said, for that much money, you can't drive it? Because no, you pull it. It's not drivable. But it's a nice setup. Yeah. He had both TVs going. He had the Pirate baseball game going on one side, and he had Channel 9 going on the other side, because we were doing a live shot with him. And that turned out really good. But Stan the man, hey, how's it going on?
Stan built our house.
Right, he sure did.
To this day, my wife still, if something goes wrong and I'm not
around, call Stanley.
She calls Stanley.
That's good. If Stanley answers, you got a real story, because I've tried to track him down sometimes, but he's great, and that's a really neat. He's going to have it at all of the home football games, he said, this year.
And so, how about the other guy? And I don't know his name. He's 88 years old,
right?
This is his 31st
pigskin pig out.
Pigskin pig out.
Yeah,
and I think he finished second.
Wow,
in the judging.
Yeah. And I'd like to be a judge sometime, because I'd like to see exactly what goes into that.
So I've walked around with the judges before. It's really neat.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've never seen it, you ought to come out at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Right.
So I'll remind you next year.
Yeah, please do. It was early. I think some of those guys stayed up till 7 a.m., didn't they?
All night.
Yeah, all night long.
Some of them, I don't know how they made it through the night.
Yeah. I heard a story about, and I'm not sure what year it was, but a bunch of them were cooking a pig, and they decided to go to the buck about midnight and come back and finish their pig. They got back, and the pig was black.
Well, that can happen.
I won't give any names out, but I heard that story today, and I thought that was pretty funny.
That crew might have been going the other night. We had a couple of crews like that.
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm not going to throw any names out.
No names for sure. Mike Houston live in the studio with us. We'll take another commercial break. Back with more of your questions, your comments, that kind of thing. After this with Coach Houston.
This is Dr. Christopher McDowell from Orthopedics East and Sports Medicine Center. Our practice has been caring for athletes at ECU and the residents of Eastern North Carolina for more than 35 years. Whether it's time for your sports injury or it's time for that joint replacement, Orthopedics East provides the latest in operative and non-operative orthopedic care. We also offer on-site physical therapy and MRI services, as well as walk-in urgent care on the weekends from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For experienced and professional care, call us at 757-BONE or visit us online at orthoeast.com. Go Pirates!
Kawasaki's Ridge and Ridge XR family set the new off-road standard, built for work and play. Ridge side-by-sides deliver versatile performance with a powerful four-cylinder engine and premium interior features. And for even more trail-taming power, the Ridge XR family offers more horsepower and versatility for rugged work or advanced play. This is peak premium performance. So stop by Ron Ayers Motorsports, Highway 11, north of the airport in Greenville. The brunch is back. The famous brunch buffet at Fifth Street Hardware has a variety of breakfast and lunch items from 10:30 to 2, including an omelet station and prime rib, and a special Sunday cocktail menu, including mimosa flights. Don't forget, Fifth Street Hardware has lunch specials every day, along with over 40 beers on tap. Trivia Wednesday, live music every Thursday night, and a late night menu through the weekend. Visit FifthStreetHardware.com or give them a follow on Facebook and Instagram for a weekly lineup and more. Go Pirates!
Pirate fans, the 2024 ECU football season will be here before you know it, and season tickets are on sale now. Lock in your season tickets to be a part of the Dowdy Ficklin experience all year long. Season tickets start as low as $115. Payment plans are also available to fans who lock in their seats early. Just head to ecupirates.com or call the athletic ticket office at 1-800-DIAL-ECU. We look forward to seeing you in Dowdy Ficklin Stadium in 2024.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time. It's bow time. Bojangles' new chicken rice bowl is bold from the bottom up, with a base of dirty rice, Cajun pintos, grilled chicken or supremes, and a sprinkle of cheese. Like it hot? Add a dash of Texas Pete. Head to Bojangles and try the new chicken rice bowl for a limited time. It's bow time.
I'm Michael Vaughn with East Coast Grading and Utilities. Many of you know my dad, David Vaughn, and his work in putting in subdivisions all over Pirate Nation. But East Coast Grading and Utilities is not just for those type of big jobs. We're here for the homeowners. Whether it's concrete, driveways, hauling rock or sand, whatever you need, East Coast Grading and Utilities can get the job done. Call us at 252-531-7494 or check us out on Facebook at East Coast Grading and Utilities.
Hey, this is John Gordon, author of The Energy Bus, and you're listening to Pirate Radio, the voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community-owned utilities mean local control, low rates, and high reliability. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show. Back here live with head coach Mike Houston talking spring football. The Purple beat the Gold 23-14. Taking your questions, comments on our Facebook Live page, also on our Pirate Radio TV page on YouTube. So if you have anything you'd like to ask the coach, we'll certainly pass it along to him. As we said, the Purple won it by the final of 23-14. A lot of folks, you know, love to talk about the quarterbacks, and we've talked about them right much. But when you look at just, you know, the competition that's involved, when you go into August, you know, how late into August will you go before you decide on a starter?
Well, you know, you want to make a decision at the latest a couple of weeks out, and then, and hopefully that way you get through the last, you know, big scrimmage.
Yeah,
and I think you're going to see a lot of improvement for both guys by this fall, just because you got all summer. I mean, we do stuff with the players all summer, so, you know, you almost have almost like practices.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be in really, really solid position going into fall camp. But you want to give the opportunity for whomever's going to start the opener to have time,
right,
for all the receivers to gel as a unit. So I'd say at the latest 2 weeks out.
Yeah, and you kind of feel like that one of them is going to pull away a little bit, and the other thing is with the other guy, whoever doesn't get the starting job, he's got to understand that, hey, you're one play away.
Well, listen, we need him.
Right.
That's it.
There's no doubt about it.
You just, you don't want to go through a season. I'm telling you, my first year when we didn't have a backup and Holton was it.
Yeah, Holton would run the football and everybody would just, you know, hide their eyes.
There was a game where literally he got cleared the morning of the game. Or we'd have, I don't know, it would have been
ugly. Wildcat Central.
Yeah.
That would have been tough. All right. Jay writes in and says, did you call the fake field goal? Was that an audible when the defense line? That was a cool play.
So what was my guy's name? Spencer? I got his name right here. Anyway, you know, he had won the raffle or the drawing or whatever for, you know, going out there and kicking a field goal. And so I got out there and I said, all right, have you ever done this before? He's like, no. I said, are you sure that you can handle this? Spencer Walston.
Uh-huh.
Spencer Walston. That was his name.
Yeah.
So he had on cleats.
He was ready.
Which I thought was odd.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay.
So he and Luke, he had talked to Luke, and Luke looked at him and said, are you sure? He's like, oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, executed perfection. Yeah.
And you see the whole team come out and celebrate.
Oh, yeah, I saw that was good. Yeah, they were spraying water all over him and had a real good time in that end zone over there. That was a good time. That was something, you know, a little fun with the spring game. Yeah. And that's what it's all about, really.
Sure. Yeah. And that's, you know, but it's another way. I just think that our guys are able to engage with our fan base. You know, like the autograph stuff before the game. You know, I went out there I had a few minutes before we had recruits. And so I went out there and just walked around just to talk to some fans and alums and see them with our players. And the players enjoy that every bit as much as the fans and the kids enjoy it. You know, just being able to connect.
Yeah. And I tell you, the whole day, I mean, I don't think it could have gone any better, as we've said before. Just the way the weather was, the wind could have been a little you know, less strong, I guess you could put it that. But still, it was just a beautiful day. The fans came out. And really, and I say this every year, but it's our last chance really to get a taste of football for a while. And and people are going to miss it because, yeah, I miss it.
Until late August.
Yeah.
So now, when was the last time we sold all the barbecue?
It's been a while, for sure.
So they said they sold over
$16,000 worth of barbecue. Yeah. At $12 a plate. So that's that was also a plus. I mean, you put all those different recipes and everything that they cook, and you just chop them all up and put them all together and put them all. That's a lot of work that a lot of folks do to help East Carolina out. And that's a big undertaking, too.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. You get eat any of it? Yeah. Or they run it?
They had me a little to-go box.
Oh, that's good.
After the game.
So yeah.
I got some Saturday evening.
What do you think of it?
It's good.
Yeah.
Put a little... I had a little barbecue.
Because you got a taste of Western North Carolina barbecue growing up, didn't you?
I mean, I lived in South Carolina where I had mustard-based stuff, which I like that also.
Yeah. What's the best?
Eastern North Carolina.
That's what I thought you said.
No doubt.
I thought you said for sure. Head Coach Mike Houston joining us as we continue on talking about the spring. Now, what's the schedule now as you guys break? I know we talked a little bit off air about the portal. The portal opens up for 14 days. And the best part about that is after those 14 days, you kind of take a deep breath and you don't have to worry about anything for a while.
Well, you can just focus on your team.
Right.
You know, but, you know, that right now it's, you know, post-spring, you know, all the players will have post-spring meetings with their position coaches. And then, you know, over the next couple of months, I'll meet with each and every player on our entire roster. And, you know, got that going on. They're lifting with Big John, you know, this week and next week, and then we got final exams coming up, and you know, you got to finish strong. Everybody remembers those days. You got, you know, your last, you know, papers, and you got exams and all this other stuff. And so it's a busy couple of weeks kind of wrapping up the semester.
Somebody just wrote in, what is Coach Houston doing during his downtime? Now, you don't have a whole lot of downtime, but you will take, a week or two in July?
In July.
Yeah, it's kind of recharge the batteries and that kind of thing.
So, you know, right now I've got a freshman, Owen, who is, you know, he's doing AAU basketball. So we have a lot of weekend trips. I'm sure anybody's
The travel ball in whatever sport you're playing is difficult.
We'll get that this summer, and then we'll get away for a couple of weeks there at the beginning of July.
Yeah, anywhere special you're going to go? Anywhere like tropical or?
Nah, I mean, we'll go to Isle of Palms, South Carolina for a while, and I don't know what else.
Yeah, well, good. We'll figure something out, and maybe somebody will send you a free trip somewhere, and you can get out and just enjoy. Yeah. Because you have to really recharge those batteries. Because once you guys hit the ground. I mean, ground running. It's tough.
Get to August, really. Once you start in August, it's till, you know, right now that you're on go.
Right.
Weekends and the recruiting stuff has changed so much. I mean, that's why I'm I'm really hopeful that we have a really good next, several weeks, and that way you don't have to go out and recruit a ton of guys to add to the roster. I really like our roster the way it is. You're gonna have a couple, but that's okay. And then we get into June. We have the high school recruits.
Yeah.
Official visits, camps, all that stuff. It's a busy next couple of months.
I've told this story before. But that first year when the portal was just opening up and everybody was, this and that was going on, we walked in your office and you were like, man, I've been up for 14, 15, 16 hours a day lately, and it's just crazy. And it was a tough time trying to figure all that stuff out, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. That's why I say that, Team Boneyard, that piece has helped kind of calm a lot of that down.
Right.
Because, all things being considered, East Carolina is a fantastic place to go to school and play football.
Right.
And we have a great setting. We have a great stadium. We have a great fan base. And, so you check so many of the boxes. And so, now we're able to do better with NIL. And so that really helps also.
Yeah, and it's really just it's still relatively new as far as what we're talking about with NIL and that kind of thing. And we joke all the time that everything the SMU did to get the death penalty is now legal, and that's really true.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. And until the NCAA, federal government, whoever, until some governing body gets a handle on it and gives you some guidelines, it's really just difficult to navigate.
And one of the questions I've always wondered is do the guys understand like the taxes that are having to be paid on stuff? Do you guys have classes on that?
And so compliance does the whole educational piece with the kids, okay, about taxes. And
because that's a weird thing too, because even for old guys like me, sometimes it's like, I got to pay all this, but that's how it is.
That's life.
Yeah.
And so it's educational for them, and, learning how to manage money, that's good.
Right.
And I do think there's some, opportunities to do things with local businesses that I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our players are extremely involved in the local school system, and they enjoy that. And I think it's another great way to connect to the community. And, of course, Team Boneyard has partnered with Pitt County Schools.
Right.
I think that's good. There's lots of positives to it.
And the last couple of years, you were able to go out to the Special Olympics and help us.
Yeah.
This year, during spring football, both coordinators came out.
Yeah.
So John David Baker got a taste of it.
Right.
Blake Harrell was out there. We had a good time with that. Missed you, obviously. But still, that's good for everybody involved, to have the guys and being with all the special athletes.
And I think it's good for us.
Yeah.
It's we're blessed. We're all blessed.
We are, most certainly. I say that all the time. Somebody wants to know when does fall camp officially start? What's the timeline as far as that goes?
Beginning of August.
Yeah.
I don't know what the exact date is, but it's got to be August 1st or August 2nd. I mean, it's pretty consistent right there. I think the opener is at August 31st.
I think so, yeah. That's the right date.
That's the opener.
And you've got the women's clinic,
yep,
at some point coming up in the summer or spring, late spring, early summer?
Ladies' clinic is June 21st.
Okay.
It's that evening.
Is that a Friday?
I'm pretty sure.
Usually it is, yeah.
I think it is. So, and then we have our little kids camp for, rising, kindergarten through eighth grade, and that is June 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay.
You can just show up that morning of June 10th at 8 a.m. at the football facility, or you can go online and register for either one of these events.
Okay.
MikeHoustonFootballCamps.com.
MikeHoustonFootballCamps.com. All right. And what's the youngest? Kindergarten?
Yeah.
Well, you're starting early.
Yeah. Well, they have fun now.
Well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. That's a blast.
The great thing about both events is that you'll have a lot of players participating in both the kids' camp and the ladies' clinic, and I think that's a great way for the young Pirate fans to connect with our players and be out there. The players, taking you through the drills and that stuff. And I think it's for our female Pirate fans.
Yeah.
The ladies' night's a great time.
Oh, they love it.
Get to know some of the players. Oh, they have a blast
with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some of that wine comes into play, but I think.
Well, they have, and they get a great meal.
Right.
They get to go out and do some football stuff. They get to do some stuff in the weight room. They do some stuff on the field. And
sometimes you guys will debut like a new jersey or a new look and that kind of thing. Anything like that coming up?
You never know.
Yeah. It's top secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. Head coach Mike Houston live in the studio with us. We'll take another commercial break. Back to wrap things up with head coach Mike Houston after this.
I'm Donald Stocks, owner of PIP Marketing Signs Print. We are your one-stop shop for just about anything printed. If we're not your go-to printer, please give us a call at 355-1636. We have over 80 five-star Google reviews and want you to be our next more than satisfied and well-pleased customer. Check us out at growitpip.com or stop in to see us at 3185 Mosley Drive in Greenville. PIP. Where business goes to grow.
North Carolina State Parks invites you to enjoy camping your way. With the weather changing, booking your own cabin is the perfect solution for your camping getaway. Reserve campsites or cabins today at Jones Lake, Goose Creek, and Cliffs of the News. Whether you enjoy traditional camping or air-conditioned cabins that can be rented with Wi-Fi, your next adventure can include hiking, beautiful scenery, and sunsets by the campfire. For information on booking a cabin, visit ncparks.gov.
Horses make some of the best companions to the disabled through equine therapy. Did you know that Greenville's home to an equine therapeutic riding program? That program's Rocking Horse Ranch, and we need your support. Helping is easy and fun. Come join us at our 20th annual Derby Dash Bash, Saturday, May 4th at Rocking Horse Ranch. Festivities will begin at 4 p.m., and you'll enjoy drinks, dinner, dessert, plus we'll have games, including a race raffle, wine toss, and ladies hat contest. Individual tickets are $85 per person. Please call 752-0155 or visit rhrnc.com.
Worth Chiropractic is your local choice for chiropractic care. Automobile accident? They'll specialize in treating automobile accidents and slip and falls while working closely with your attorney. Everyday back and neck pains or sports-related injuries? They offer safe, natural care to get you back to being you. No drugs or surgery, so it's convenient, comfortable, and cost-effective. And the first consult is free. Worth Chiropractic, two convenient locations on Arlington Boulevard. Free consultations, and they'll work with your lawyer and file your insurance. Call 1-800-BACK-DOC today.
The wait is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. You can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with the promo code PIRATE and bet $5 will receive $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, player props, and more, with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using the code PIRATE and bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PIRATE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license.
Pirate Radio. Remember to always be yourself, unless you can be a pirate.
It's a pirate's life for me, savvy.
Always be a pirate. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, working for our community, not for shareholders. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. We've got a couple of minutes, about 12 minutes or so to go with head coach Mike Houston. Want to say this, congratulations to Kenny Curlings, our good friend, who has the winner of the second chance with the Sweet 16 contest, and he gets the great prize.
With the Sweet 16.
That great prize package, the big cooler with the State of Mind logo on it from Bud Light, and Carolina Eagle did a great job with putting that whole thing together. So Russ Saputo and everybody, we certainly appreciate it. But Kenny, he was the only one that had UConn to beat Purdue in our contest. I had Purdue to beat UConn, so I was actually the guy to finish second, but I'm not going to take any prizes for it. But my bracket was so bad, I was lucky to finish up with something like that. But congratulations to our good friend Kenny for all of his help with that, and we'll get that prize package to him. Clip, you got a question or comment for Coach?
Yeah, Jansen on YouTube said, if you had it your way, Coach, who is a school you would like to schedule a home-and-home with?
Great question. That is a great question.
Well, I love our home-and-home with NC State. I think it, you got to keep that one in the rotation. But
I agree.
I think certainly with some of the history, Virginia Tech would be a great home and home.
Man, the Virginia Tech games were always so much fun for Pirate fans to go. That's a beautiful campus.
Yep.
It's so much fun to play up there. And then they got into a match, you know, peeing match, basically what happened back in the day. But hopefully new leadership, you know, around, and maybe we can get that thing going. That's a good one.
And I think the South Carolina game that we had here a couple of years ago was, you know, it's a great opponent to bring
in. Oh, yeah.
I think any of those regional guys like that, you would love to get.
I remember the press conference Terry Holland had back in the day, and he had all of the regional type helmets, you know, set up, and what dates we were going to be playing. It was Virginia, North Carolina, NC State, Virginia Tech. And really, when you look at the way conferences are built now, that non-conference slate is really where you get a chance to play, you know, the rivals and the regional games and that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, you know, the ACC, all of a sudden, they can't really call themselves the Atlantic Coast Conference.
No, they can't.
The West Coast
Conference. Not the All-Coast Conference.
But in our conference, I mean, it's all over the country.
Right.
And so, you know, you get these regional games. Like, I'm telling you, like App State this fall, I've told our coaches that game will be sold out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that will be a huge
ball. That's the headliner.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great atmosphere. They're really good. I think we're going to be really good. I mean, it's going to be a great game. So,
yeah,
the regional games I think are the best.
All right, thanks for the question right there. Now, we were talking about so much about the quarterbacks and about some of the players we saw in the spring game, but there are a bunch of players that did not get a chance to play this spring, trying to get ready for the fall. And you can just imagine how this offense and even the defense is going to click when these guys get a chance to play.
Well, you know, defensively, you didn't have Chad Stevens out there Saturday. You didn't have Siobhan Revelle.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's two pretty high-end players that they'll be fine for the season.
Right.
But, you know, certainly they add to, you know, everything we can do defensively. Offensively, you know, Jacob Sacra is injured right now. Rajay, we've already talked about. Javius, we've already talked about. Shane Calhoun, very experienced, very productive player. Tyler Savage has had a great spring, just couldn't go on Saturday. Desirio Riles and Antonio Ferguson, two good young tight ends. So, you know, you have a lot of guys that will be on the field for us this fall that, you know, weren't out there Saturday.
And Rajay Harris is just one of those guys that he brings a different dimension, I think, to the locker room. Just his leadership, just the way he carries himself. He's so mature, and he's been that way since he got here, I think. I mean, he's just a great kid.
He's always had that energy to him.
Right.
And now he's an older, experienced guy, and, you know, just a veteran, you know, tone, voice in that locker room. Shane is also just a veteran guy in that locker room. You know, so I just, you know, both sides of the ball, you're missing those guys and still, you know, had, you know, really executed at a high level on Saturday. So
didn't show a whole lot on Saturday with the tight end position. And one thing that I've talked to Pirate fans about, you know, year in, year out, back in the day, the Pirates were the best offensively when that tight end was a key part. And we've had some outstanding tight ends through the years, and that's a big part of this offense.
Well, it is a quarterback and tight end are the two positions that has the most on them, and we have an outstanding group in that room.
Yeah,
you've got some guys in you know, in Shane and Casey that, you know, have done it at a really high level. And yeah, there's a lot of things offensively and defensively we did not show Saturday, because I'd be shocked if there wasn't somebody from one of our first couple of games sitting in there in the stands, you know, scouting us out.
And so yeah,
there's some the things we did, you know, you can find it just looking at Ole Miss film last year,
right,
looking at our film last year. But, you know, some of the new things that we're doing, you know, we just didn't want to put that out there just yet.
And I know you guys, we even talked about in the pregame that the fact that you're keeping things vanilla on offense. But for a vanilla offense, I thought that first half was really good. I mean,
very explosive.
Yeah.
But that, it was explosive because of the players.
Right.
You know, certainly John David's done a great job installing the offense. And, you know, but you can X and O all you want to, you got to have the Jimmy and Joes.
Right.
And so I think that's the one thing that stood out Saturday is, you know, we have ability at the skill positions. We have a solid group returning on the offensive front. You have two quarterbacks that can both do it.
Yeah.
And so that's what stood out to me.
Had another question come in. How close are you to being as deep on the offensive line as you want to be?
Well, we're not there.
Right.
And that's, and we know that, and that's a big focal piece for us right now is to make sure that, you know, we continue to, you know, get that sharpened up going into the summer. You know, I do think that you have some guys in that second unit that will be able to play for us this fall. You know, Tarpe is a big guy that as soon as he kind of you know, we got to get him in just a little bit better shape. But, you know, Jason has gotten better all throughout the spring. I think the more comfortable he gets in this offense, he is going to be a guy that can help us up front on the offensive line.
And we talked about the portal coming open for 14 days. Is that something that you guys look into and say, hey, you know, we could use a little help here, a little help there, that kind of thing?
No doubt.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have.
And you got to do it all the time.
We have very few holes right now. But, you know, the ones we do, you know, need to address, we're going to address.
Yeah, and you got 14 days to get that puppy going. How about the leadership group? I know that's always been a big part of your program.
They're great. You know, we're, you know, I'm letting them kind of help me with who is a part of that group, because we do want to add a couple of more guys, and we're trying to make sure we have somebody from every position group in the room.
Right.
Like both Dustin and Parker are on that leadership group. So we have two from the offensive line. Tay and Eli and Chad are all in that leadership group. So you have three from the defensive front. But you're trying to get, you know, one from each position group. But they've been outstanding, and they've gotten to where, you know, they're pretty straight with me, and that's what I want. I want them to tell me, you know, hey, what things do we need to work on? What's going on? You know, what do we need here? But it's a strong group. You know, one guy that I'm really pleased with our safeties here at the end of spring practice. And, you know, Omar Rogers, Jordan Huff, Devin King, you know, D. Nash, that group is playing better and better and better. Omar has just had an outstanding spring.
Is it hard for those leadership guys that you get together, for some of them to sit down with you and tell you something that maybe they think you don't want to hear but you need to hear, and you've had those conversations before?
I think that's just human tendency.
Right, yeah.
So I've just encouraged them just to be honest. I mean, there's so many times that we'll start talking about something and, you know, maybe they don't grasp exactly how the things are, or maybe I don't grasp exactly what's needed. And so I think that just open, honest dialogue is what I try to encourage from them.
Kenny had a great comment. He said that Morgan Ehlers sounded a little bit out of breath with the pace of the offense. So he's got to get in shape for the season.
So I went over to the chain crew before we started the scrimmage, and I looked at him and I said, okay, you guys in shape? And I looked at me, I was like, you better be, because you're getting ready to run a lot.
That offense is fast. And talking to Coach Harrell during the spring season, you know, he said that the officials sometimes will slow it down a little bit, because they've got to, you know, as far as setting the football up, and then sometimes if one group subs, the other group gets a chance to sub and that kind of thing. But he said, man, he said that it's going to make his defense that much better working with them every day.
Well, I mean, you saw Saturday. Yes, certainly. There were some big plays Saturday.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of our veteran guys handled the tempo very well. And it will make us better, because I keep referencing the UTSA game last year came down to us having breakdowns because of their tempo.
Yeah.
And that was why they hit us on some big plays. And so it will help make us better defensively.
Yeah. When you look at what you've got to do so far as you know, getting set for August, what are some of the things on top of your to-do list?
Well, the number one thing is continuing to get everybody, you know, comfortable with this offense, comfortable with each other. I feel very good about where we are defensively. Last week's scrimmage, where we had the full gamut of the playbook, I thought we executed very, very well. So I just think it's, you know, sharpen up our roster, get it where it needs to be, and just get everybody in the weight room, on the field this summer, on the same page. And then preseason camp for me is going to be two things. It's going to be getting us ready, but it's also going to make sure that when we kick off August 31st, that we are fresh and we are ready to go. We're humming on all cylinders.
Yeah. You said you like the schedule. You got the App State on that schedule. You start off with Norfolk State, and you make the short trip to Old Dominion. That's another regional game that's pretty. Old Dominion, you know, Pirates have had their way pretty much with Old Dominion, but Old Dominion's had its way with Virginia Tech and that kind of thing.
I mean, it's, you know, 2 years ago, they knock off Virginia Tech.
And they came here after that, didn't they?
Came here after that, and, you know, we were able to win that one, but it was a very competitive game. My first year, we went up there and I think won by two, and it was down to the wire. So they're a solid football program. And then, you know, on the road against Liberty, which they were in a New Year's Six bowl game
last
year, and, you know, they have more money than anybody in the country. So
that'll be tough. What about the American? What do you see in the American?
I think it's wide open.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I think, you know, what's going to happen at Tulane with the coaching change? Coach Summerall's a winning coach coming in there, but, you know, there's a lot of change there. You know, UTSA, great football program, but they graduated a lot. I think you got Memphis, who probably has the most returning talent from last year. South Florida had a great year last year. They've got a lot coming back. You know, Charlotte, you know, that's another program that has, you know, a lot of money that they're investing down there in NIL. So, you know, you got a very competitive league, I think. But I think the Pirates are right there with anybody.
And the schedule, the way it plays out, you know, you've got a lot of chances for, you know, fans to go follow the Pirates. I think you've only got three flights this year.
Right.
In away games, which is a surprise in the American.
Yeah. And, you know, we play both of the academies. You know, at home we go to Army.
That's a great trip, by the way. Great trip.
That's one stadium I've never been
to. Oh, man, it's absolutely gorgeous, and you'll really, really appreciate. If you like Navy, you'll really appreciate Army as well. It's really cool.
But, yeah, I mean, I think I like our schedule. You've got a couple of Thursday night games.
Yeah.
So we've got multiple nights on ESPN. You know, I think there's just – it's shaped out probably pretty good. The only thing I don't like about it is how does Navy again get a
play? Why is that?
I mean, it's like they let the Naval Academy schedule their own schedule, and then the rest of us, you know, get what we get.
We got a new commissioner. We need to address that with the new commissioner.
They have gotten a bye before they played us every year except once since I've been here.
Wow. That's uncanny, really, if you think about it. Crazy stuff right there. Coach, congratulations on a successful spring. We certainly appreciate your time on this Monday after the spring game, and can't wait for August to get here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You guys.
That's head coach Mike Houston, head coach of the Pirates, and we close out this edition of the Brian Bailey Show. We'll see you back here next week on the Brian Bailey Show.
This has been the Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, and also brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick's Ugg Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
Join us next week for another edition of the Brian Bailey Show.